Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot to get to. Final segment of the show. We will have our lightning bets. We will come together on contest plays, see if we can put a five-team card together. That is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we've been teasing you guys, making you wait all show long. We have it both for college and the NFL. We'll get to where they are statistically in college football. It is just as bad as we've ever seen. Way worse than any bartender stretch. That's how bad the room has been in college football. But we bring in Paul Aspin. Let's find out, where's the room?
Where's the room?
All right, Paul, what do you think? Starting college? You have the record
college
in front of you?
Okay. Yeah, let's do college. Teaser, you guys are going to hate where the room is at this week across the board. All right, college football, 2-18, minus 17.8 units. This week's sides.
That means Miami's in there for sure. Miami and Oklahoma, Joe, that's what that means.
Oh, boy.
Number five, most bet teams at BetMGM for NCAA football week four. Utah minus 3, number 5.
All right. I wouldn't mind going the other side.
I like Tech. I like Morton.
Yeah.
Number 4. Everybody knew this one was coming. Illinois, plus 6.5.
Oh, Jake. Jake.
You're in trouble, Jake.
L.
You're in trouble.
L. Number 3.
Oh, what's that final score? What is Gurch going to say when Indiana wins by 4 touchdowns? I can't wait.
So long toes, he puts in the chat. Number 3. Oh, man. Really? Because I think the Matt Rule hype is getting – year 3 is getting out of control. But Michigan, minus 2.5, is the third most bet side at BetMGM this week.
I wanted to get there, too, on Nebraska. I couldn't, and I ended up on Rutgers tonight. So, great. Now Rutgers will not cover, and Nebraska will. Awesome.
And you guys know number 2 and number 1. Number 2, Miami minus 9.5. Oklahoma, minus 7, number 1.
I knew when the shirtless wonder came Miami, I knew it. I knew it. I called it. I knew it.
So does that mean they're going to lose outright?
I hope not. I hope Carson Beck makes a game-winning touchdown pass into the back of the end zone, down 4, Miami by 3, doesn't cover.
Oh, man, we need this story to stay alive. We need both of those. Number, is the room going to have a turnaround? We know how this goes. Like, we've been laughing about it, 2-18. It is truly remarkable what they've done so far. But it will turn at some point. They will have a winning week at some point.
God, I get watching Joe talk himself into a room comeback this week is awesome.
No, I'm betting against the room. I'll tell you right now. I'm betting against the room, and let's just see. Maybe we can hit both sides where they end up covering the dog, but these favorites, especially number 1 for me, number 2 for Sam, end up winning.
NFL. You guys ready?
I've never been more ready. If I hear Cleveland, NFL, I might cry.
NFL sides, by the way, for the record, 3-7, minus 4.7 units on the young season. So the NFL most bet sides at BetMGM for this weekend slate. Number five, the Chargers, minus 3 at home
Don't
against
get
the
it.
Broncos. Sense.
Definitely makes sense.
It's a lot.
Number four, right. I understand this one. Chiefs minus 6.5.
Never would I lay that number with that team. No. But the situation, I see why they're betting that.
Yeah. Number three, the Colts minus 4.
Oh,
on
yeah.
the road.
Now it's time. Now it's time. Haven't bet them all year. Haven't done it all year. Now you're going to lay 4 on the road. Got it.
We have to bet Tennessee, Sam. I know you're Colts guy now, but we
got
to
go. I like the Colts. I still like the Colts to win the division. I'm not betting the Colts here. Not happening.
Number two. And this one makes sense because, like, and Sam, you said it all this week. I just don't – how does this go the other way? But Cowboys, minus 1.
Yeah, I'm whatever. They're winning. I don't care.
I mean, look, the room's 3-7. They're not 0-10. They win some games.
Yeah.
All right. Most bet side for the NFL weekend at BetMGM is from the Browns and the Packers. Packers minus 8.
Yes! Yes!
What did he do? Oh, my God.
Bro, what is wrong with him?
He broke his setup. What is...
That's okay, so he's amazing.
Frozen. Oh, no, he's back.
He's back.
What happened?
I don't know. I slammed on my desk, knocked everything off it. Sorry.
You froze completely. You didn't go off air. It just froze.
I was so excited that I knocked my mug over. I knocked my mouse on the floor. Pens went flying. It is what it is.
I had you concerned. I knew it was going to be Green Bay. We all knew it was going to be Green Bay. But I think I had you a little
once
worried
it got,
about how much Browns
once it got to the
there.
Most bet side. Yeah, once it got to number one, it was like, all right, it has to be the Packers. But
it has to be.
That was my favorite sweat of the day.
You built that up really well, and I just destroyed my office. But whatever. It's fine.
Let me add most bet spreads, most money, Colts. Colts minus 4. Most money.
Tighten up.
Most tickets on a total. Take a wild guess, everyone.
Bears over.
Come on. Yes. Bears over. Most tickets on a dog to win, Lions, money line.
Really? Okay, I'm not surprised by that, but I didn't think it was going to be that popular. Like, again, not surprised, but...
Monday Night Football is the most popular dog to win on Friday?
Yikes.
And there's going to be a lot of that.
What was it, a tweet we got that said someone, a Lions fan, that said the Ravens are going to stuff him into a trash can or something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand
that.
See
it. I just think we get points. When Kenny told me his final score was 35-31, I thought that makes complete sense. Yes. Because the Ravens have shown this propensity to not finish things defensively. Third, fourth quarter, they're up big. They let teams come back. And how many times is it now? 8 times since 21 when a Harbaugh team has let another team with a 10% chance to win come back and win. You go up on Detroit. Detroit's not going to stop coming at you. They're going to keep scoring. So it makes sense. And that total's moved up 50.5 to 53.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's put together our contest plays. Good stuff on Where's the Room. Sam, I'll start with you, but are we just going to go to the Cleveland spot here? The number 7.5.
Cleveland.
Okay. Cleveland plus 7.5. I think that's a good look. That makes certainly makes some sense. Number of ways that I could go. Paul, I'll jump to you. What do you think?
I mean, I think the next couple will probably all be on the same side, but I'll go Titans, especially coming off the room. Titans catching 4.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I agree with you there. Titans catching 4. The Jets number with the Bucs, it's 6.5. So that's not top play stuff. I'll go with San Francisco laying 2.5. That's the number we have there. So I'm going to go with the Niners. Any disagreement?
Nope.
Okay. I like all these so far. We've got to come up with 2 more. Sam, which one do you want to throw out?
If we don't want to do Cowboys, I understand. Can we decide that now? Are we in or out on Cowboys?
I'm not taking the Bears. I'll tell you that.
It's not the Bears. It's not the Bears. High scoring affair. Bears 0-3. Do the Bears fit this trend of these 0-2 teams that end up covering a lot? It started with Miami last night. You like Cleveland. We like the Jets. We like Tennessee. Do the Bears fit that? The thing is, it's basically a pick 'em. I agree with you on the Dallas side.
Look, there have been so many times in my life when the public has bet against the Bears and been right. I'll never forget Sunday night, 2014. The Bears had just lost to the Patriots by like 30. Then they hit the bye, and everybody bet the Packers. And I bet the Bears because I'm like, oh, well, the public can't get it right again. Packers won 55-14. The Bears are room proof. Room proof.
0-3. 0-3 start. Okay. We've got to land on another one. Paul, do you have one that you feel strongly about? I have a few, and I'd be good with any of them.
Okay. I could get there on either the Jets or the Panthers, but what do you got?
Yeah. It's Jets, Panthers, Bengals are the three that I was looking at.
I prefer not the Bengals, but if we want to get ugly, that's fine.
Paul, you're Jets a Jags Pan- guy. Jags.
Oh, God. If I'm trying to Jets. Lose, if I'm trying to go 0-5, Jags.
Sam, Jets plus 6.5 or Panthers plus 5.5?
It doesn't matter. You got a coin, flip it.
I flipped a coin once on this show. I think I broke something.
Jake,
like
you
Sam
decide. Jets or Panthers?
I don't want that kind of burden on me. Nope. Pass.
Come on. No. We want to rip on you when it loses. Don't give
yeah,
us
that,
something.
I know that's why you're putting me in this spot.
Do the Jets. Why not?
Jets.
If I had to pick, okay. It would be the Jets and the backup quarterback spot.
Gertz. Yeah, right. I mean, Tyrod. Yeah, Tyrod.
See, of course, Gertz says the Panthers. Of course.
Right. Of course.
Yep. You've thought out the parlay. Now boost it. Use this boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. I'll be on BetMGM Game Day, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the BetMGM Network with Jason LaCanfora and Kate Constable. After that, Sam, what you guys got?
Costos giving props for 25 minutes. Don't miss it. Hook 'em horns. Let's go. Win by 50.
What do you do for those two segments?
Take a nap.
Oh, we can talk about it next week. All right. Talk Sunday morning. Be here Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern. This has been BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.